This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brisky,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
It was interesting seeing the, forgive me for this, the clown car, basically, of Adam Montgomery's family and friends that came and continued to tell. I mean, it was a line of characters, I guess, none too surprising. To go, he came from this. I'm not surprised Adam is the way he is. I mean, obviously quite an extreme. How is it, though, when we looked at the amount of people that really were informed about what was going on? I think that was kind of the shocking part, at least to me, was that this wasn't completely in a vacuum. This wasn't that there was no social circle surrounding Adam. Granted, it was a lot of shitty people, but there were people nonetheless, and some were not shitty people. Some were just normal human beings that had the unfortunate, you know, part of life of having to know this man. But there were a lot of people that seemingly knew Harmony existed. And then this kind of went along with the story of, oh, she's with mom over here. I don't know. I guess if I didn't know him that well, and it was like kind of an acquaintance, I would believe it. I wouldn't know to call CPS or something. One would think, oh, lived in another state. Obviously, dad is probably not a great dad. It's probably for the best. I mean, it's amazing, I guess, to me, how long one can run on that story without anyone ever checking it.
Yeah, when I heard that, I was like, all right, that makes sense, finally. Because you and I have been talking about this a long time on this case. How come?
Yeah.
And part of the hypothesis on it is that, you know, when you don't have good, healthy relationships and no one's going to miss your daughter, then no one's going to report it. But in this case, I still think that's part of it. But I think, I mean, so, you know, put yourself in those shoes as someone that's got half a brain cell left that's in his inner circle, knowing what a horrendous individual he is and the beatings he inflicts on people when you find out or hear, whether you want to believe, whether true or not, that the daughter is staying somewhere else, safer.
Yeah.
You're going to want to hold on to that. You're going to want to believe it's true because you want that little girl to be okay. And I think that's what we experienced here. I think you had people hoping that was the truth and maybe ignoring other signs along the way. I mean, we all do this. We all love to consume information that validates our own self-opinion of ourselves and removes us potentially from responsibility of having to step in to do something for someone else, because it's hard, you know, to do that. And I think that's what probably a lot of this was. Unfortunately, he set a pattern in his life of being such a horrible person that when he gave the excuse that she's with her mother, her birth mother, everyone's like, thank God, I don't have to worry about it anymore. Wipe a hand.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, I mean, that excuse really worked really well for him, you know, and probably even better than he was even anticipating. Because, yeah, that would be the initial reaction. It wouldn't be, let me check into that, or like, wow, that's a shame. You know, she loves her dad, or you're such a good, like, none of that. It'd be like, good. Like, I don't care. She can be staying with Ronald McDonald in the back of McDonald's, and you'd be like, better option than you. It's going to be interesting. Obviously, as of our recording of this, we have not seen if the defense is going to bring up any sort of defense for Adam. It's going to be difficult at this point. But do you think the prosecution did it enough to get this man convicted and officially convicted on these charges?
My gut feeling is yes.
No.
And I think the thing that struck me with it is I think it's going to depend on the jury instructions when they come out from the judge after after defense.
Yeah.
But out of all the ones that don't have weapons and don't have bodies and the things that you're looking for a really sealed case, this one is extremely compelling to me, just because I think he sunk his own ship. I think he made it so much worse on himself. And I'm like, good.
Yeah.
Had he been more contrite, had he been more accommodating, had he been if he had the ability to look remorseful in any way or saddened by his daughter not being with him.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. So remove everything else we've talked about so far. Does he look like a heartbroken father that lost his daughter?
No. I mean, there's so many other ways, honestly, this could have been played. And I think realistically could have gotten him a light sentence, admitting look, I screwed up. I did this. I was a horrible human being. Oh my God. But I feel horrible about this. It wasn't intentional. I mean, it is still a second degree charge. Probably should be first, but it is second. You know, there's a lot of ways this could have gone down in court if he had gone down that route of, I've done horrible things here, but I own it. I was afraid. I didn't know what else to do. I didn't want to just abandon her body, so I kept carrying it everywhere. You know, there's a lot of ways that this could have looked a little more human on him. Unfortunately, it just looks evil.
Yeah, and there's actually, I wish you and I were talking about our cases that we can't remember. I recently covered another case where a fiance was murdered by his female, you know, lover or what, I can't remember the exact details. And I mean, like, I think 71 stabbings that she did on him, mm-hmm. or 72. And they accused her of manslaughter, but she only got probation because she was in a drug-induced cannabis craze.
Yes, I remember that one. Yeah,
she had a psychotic event.
Yes.
Wouldn't have that have served Adam better?
I want to know what kind of weed she's been smoking, quite honestly, because I've never heard of anyone in a can. I mean, it's like they invented words for that trial, like cannabis psychosis.
I know the psychologist. The psychologist that was for the prosecution is Dr. Chris Mahandy, a good friend of mine.
Yes, behavioral team. Yes.
And so he's the one who's like, nope, that's a real thing. He actually did testing on her, and she was psychotic.
Be more underlying conditions more than necessarily the cannabis that was consumed, and that somehow exacerbated a situation? I would imagine
therein lies other aspects of human behavior and things that are going on. And, and there's actually no studies on that. You know, he was really good talking about we're way off topic now.
I know,
but it's the whole cannabis lobby that is overlooking hardcore research that needs to be done on things that cause psychotic events in people to allow them to do things like this, so that they are not in their right minds. And so she was held accountable for manslaughter, but not greater than that. So probation, so when you superimpose that excuse for horrendous behavior, you would think that they could have applied it here.
It's a lot of ways. Anything. Yeah, I feel very.
At least tried.
Although my other concern is, will he be able to go back and say he didn't have adequate counsel? I don't know. I mean, some of his. I don't know. It feels like they're doing the best they can for an uncooperative defendant. Honestly,
you know, I would be worried about that too. But his choice to not be in that courtroom. Mm-hmm. I think is showing it has nothing to do with his counsel as much as his choices. So I think he undermined himself throughout this entire thing. And what allows us to undermine ourselves? Supreme arrogance.
Mm-hmm. And that's something he certainly has.
Thank God his ego is getting in the way of his own defense. So good.
Yes.
Put him away.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.